more a fan knows about an athlete, the bigger fan they become. And something that was really important to Aaron was to showcase who the athlete was as a whole, on and off the field. Hey, this is Ryan Rotman from OSDB Sports, and you are on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited to have on the line actor, producer, writer. You've seen him in a bunch of movies, House Bunny, Sister of the Bride, Billionaire Boys Club, many, many more. These days, he's also leading the way as founder of a very cool effort called OSDB Sports. The one and only Ryan Rotman, welcome to WGN.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you. Okay, so movies, entertainment, a big part of your backstory, but you have got to be, just to be a part of this, a huge sports fan and actually a huge stats fan as well. Talk a little bit about OSDB, what it is, and then why you guys brought it to life.
Yeah, so, you know, as you said, I've been an actor and producer for the past like 17 years out here in Los Angeles. And in that time, I've just, I mean, well, my whole life been a huge sports nut. And there's a website called IMDb. And as an actor, I had to use that all the time. It's essentially like a one-stop shop for all thing entertainment. And, you know, it's kind of the stats of the entertainment world. And I was always so curious why something like that didn't exist in the sports market, where, you know, it's essentially a one-stop shop. You know, it's very fragmented to go to ESPN for stats and editorial, and then SpotTrack for contract details. And I just, so curious why that didn't exist in the sports world, and had the idea. And, you know, Aaron Rodgers, longtime friend, and took it to him, and he flipped out over it. And so we started the process.
Okay. So first off, it's great to be in good company, right? With Aaron Rodgers, and especially.
Absolutely. He's the GOAT.
Right. Yes. That is, I mean, I can see it selfishly, and this, of course, is going to be a small demographic of the people that are going to enjoy what you're doing, but even on the media side, because we use IMDb all the time to be able to, like, identify who's who, what they've done, where they're going, how, you know, all of those things that you kind of said was part of the genesis. So obviously, you know, with Aaron, big NFL DNA, but on the front page, you've got MMA, NBA, MLS. For fantasy sports, you've got things there, obviously sports bettors, even just for fans. So you know why you got into it and thought it would be great, but who else do you see getting in on this?
You know, like you said, it's a sports fan. The more a fan knows about an athlete, the bigger fan they become. And what I've found with my friends is we all want to be the smartest sports fan in the room and have those good little nuggets that we can share that no one else knows, and get the warm, fuzzy feelings, you know, when you're the all-knowing. And yeah, essentially we want like that second screen in your hand. So when you're watching any sporting event, you know, like you said, UFC, esports, tennis, golf, you can pull up OSDB and find out all the information you could ever want to know about the athlete or the team itself. We're really diving into something that was really important to Aaron, was to showcase who the athlete was as a whole. And so that's what we've done. We've really brought everything about the athlete on and off the field to life, from their stats to their bios, to their contract details, to their endorsement deals, their business ventures, the charities or philanthropy they're involved in, who their agents, managers, PR teams are, their social handles. So, and then doing editorial on them. So really painting a picture of, because these guys are, you have a great athletes and they're amazing on and off, you know, on the field, off the court. But the things that they're doing outside of that too, everywhere from the NFT space to the charities, is just, it's, you know, like Thaddeus Young, I would say, is a great example. This guy's been in the NBA forever. He's invested in over 75 businesses, and it's pretty crazy.
It's great. I mean, just to have that as sort of this repository, a one-stop shop place to go. In my mind, I'm thinking like Wikipedia is the thing that would pop up and you would do it. But you know, it's all sort of fragmented sort of here and there, and it's a bunch of different places. So to have one place that can give you sort of the general backstory on some of the things that you may know, may not know, right? But then also you mentioned the social stuff and even some of the ways that they're having an impact in the community, to have that there as well. So looking through the site, you know, you see some of those major sports that are there in that team photo of things that people care about. We do a lot of racing stuff. We cover a lot of that. You know, of course, hockey is a big, you know, here in Chicago with the Blackhawks. And so talk about like where you're at now with kind of collecting, because it's just a huge task for all this information. And like, yeah, where are some of those next places you're going to go as people look to find it?
Yeah, I got to mention real quick, my mother sent me a present the other day, and opened it up, and it was a Blackhawks jersey.
Nice. And now, Ryan, do you have like Chicago connections? I know off the air we talked a little bit about it. Of course, in California, that's the hub of all the entertainment stuff. But do you have sort of a Chicago connection at some point?
Some of our investors are from Chicago. Shout out to John Sarasani. But no, so the funny thing was, is I opened it up and I was kind of like, that's strange. My mom would send me a Blackhawks jersey. And then I flipped it around and it says Griswold. We're a huge Christmas Vacation fan, and it says Griswold 00. So I will say I've been walking around with the Blackhawks jersey, so I've been representing.
Oh, shout out to your mom. That's very thoughtful. You know what they say.
Yeah, the best. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. All right.
Yeah. So I mean, we're expanding. So right now, like you said, we've got MLS, MLB, NBA, and NFL. We're adding up to 45 professional sports. So right now it's just current athletes. We're about to add all historical athletes to that. But I mean, if it's a professional sport, it'll be on there. Everything from, you know, cornhole to angling to esports to, you know, F1, NASCAR.
Nice.
And then eventually we're going to add collegiate and high school.
Oh, that's going to be so great. You know, here's the kind of thing is there are going to be so many people as excited as you guys are, as you and Aaron are, that are going to be excited that you guys are doing this. Because in some of those situations, whether it's the college or even the high school stuff, they just don't have a place where they can be sort of at that platform with some of those other great people, great athletes achieving in their sport. So you think about this. You guys started. It's one thing to do a public service, right? So we mentioned Wikipedia. This is not that. You know, it's a business. You guys are entrepreneurs, and this is a startup. I see so many possibilities. Possibilities and connections, whether it's to highlight those great causes, you know, that people are a part of, and there's that, or maybe even some sponsors. You mentioned endorsement deals. So you see the big picture. Fans are going to love the information, but business wise, I'm sure there's a future there.
Yeah, for sure. So again, like I mentioned earlier, we provide, there'll be a subscription base, which is kind of a business to business play there, where, you know, we do showcase all the representation for the athletes. So if you're a brand looking to figure out how to get a hold of Larry Fitzgerald or Cole Beasley or Thaddeus Young or whoever it may be, you can go on and see who their agent, manager, PR, their speaking agents are, and connect with them. And try and get them to either be a brand ambassador or, you know, endorsement for you. So we have that aspect of it. And then we're also adding some gambling components where, you know, we'll inform you to make the best gambling decision possible. We're bringing on some handicappers and some really great gambling insights.
Oh, that's like full 360. Your casual fan just wants to know a little bit more about things, all the way up to those, you know, people that focus on this from the sports betting side, and even, you know, companies right on the endorsement side to have access to that database, I think is really, really cool. So as we're, you know, the NFL playoffs are kind of shaping up. Of course, the Bears, it doesn't look like they're going to be in it, but they'll be playing teams that are probably going to be in the playoffs.
Packers will be, you know, in the playoffs.
That's as close as the Bears can get, is proximity, is adjacent, playoff adjacent. Unfortunately, that's been sort of a regular thing. But as we get towards, you know, even for the college, for some of those bowl games, just people are excited about sports. This is one of those times in the holidays coming together, and oftentimes it's in front of a television or in front of a great sporting event. So what's up for OSD be for the holidays, and then what are fans going to be really excited about coming up in 2022?
Yeah, so I mean, like, the good thing is we're showcasing, you'll see all your live scores for all the upcoming games off on our site. What we're really excited about is we're bringing out an app in 2022. So we'll have an app, we're bringing all historical, so you can again go out and see Babe Ruth's stats and all the stuff that he was involved in. And yeah, and then personalization, which is really cool. So go in and be able to get insights sent to your phone from many of your favorite teams and players. And then again, just continually adding sports. You know, that's the cool thing is, A, you'll be able to go to the main site on OSDB and see and learn about other athletes and from different sports that you probably never knew about and the cool things they're into. And then just continually that building those layouts of NASCAR, which I'm super excited about, and esports, which is going to be a really cool one as well.
Yes.
Watching it grow and grow and grow into this, the biggest database. And you mentioned Wikipedia, and the cool thing we have is, you know, Wikipedia is crowdsourced, and this is kind of funny. I showed up to set one time in Utah, and my stand-in was 5'8", and the stand-in kind of, you know, stands there so they can light the scene before you walk on. And I'm 6'1". And I was like, so curious why they hired a 5'8 stand-in when I'm 6'1". And they said, well, we looked at your Wikipedia page.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, well, that's why there's IMDb, and that's what we are. You know, we're the verified Wikipedia. So we're working with the agents and the managers and the athletes to make sure that all the information is accurate and up to date.
Right, that is hilarious. But that is like a first person case in point to Wikipedia is just what it is. It's sort of kind of there, but it's not exactly. And to have that, to kind of create that place where people can go, I love the IMDb reference. That is it. That is the perfect one-to-one comparison. But so much more potential because there are so many ways that this can grow even beyond what you see on the entertainment side. I got to ask you, as a friend of Aaron Rodgers, you know, you come to him with this great idea. Obviously, he buys in. This is right in the wheelhouse of interest and all that. But do you have like others in your friend group that come up? I'm sure everyone's coming up to him and saying like, hey, I got this great idea for a sports drink, or hey, we got to open this restaurant. You know, I'm sure, right, a lot of these things sort of fall on the cutting room floor.
Yeah, absolutely. Something that, again, Aaron's just one of the smartest individuals I've ever met. And, you know, he's so good at diversifying and thinking outside the box. And he, you know, he has a consumer good fund as well that invests in a ton of different really cool products. And, you know, it's him, it's called RX3, you know, it's him and Josh Allen and Desmond Howard and a bunch of athletes involved, and they get, you know, with Hydro and Manscaped, and they invest in a bunch of great things. It's smart what he does.
Well, hopefully one of the smartest decisions he's done is with Ryan Rotman and creating OSDB Sports.
I agree.
This is going to be in that team photo of really good ideas that are there. We're going to have links up at WGNradio.com for all of that. And Ryan, as we let you go, for people who want to get more information in, you know, whether it's any of that kind of full scope of people that are going to be in on things, what's the website and where can they go?
It's www.osdbsports.com. You can find us on socials at OSDB, and you can find me at Ryan Rotman.
Good stuff. We'll have links up at WGNradio.com. It's great to see people out there making a difference, making our lives better as sports fans. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
No, I really appreciate you having me, and interested to watch these playoffs roll out.